Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to That Chick Angel TV. It's me, That Chick Angel, and it's another installment of The Bold and the Beautiful. I am joined by Kev on stage, Mrs. Kev on stage, and of course my husband, Marcus Ain't on the ground.
What's happening, Tank, all those family? Things.
We're doing another mukbang. Because of the time that we do the mukbang, all of our mukbangs are pretty much going to be brunch. And what? Oh, okay. We're going to slow it down send it out to the stage crew. Today, we're going to do a catch-up. We will be getting back. I know a lot of you all have been asking about whether or not we're going to do Married at First Sight Season 16, I do believe. Whatever it is. We are toying with it. It seems like we're going to go ahead and join the season. So just be on the lookout. But we back anyways after a nice long month break that we needed. And so we're just going to catch up because a lot of things have been happening, especially with the good old Fredericks family. So
has a lot of things been happening with us?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now, sitting on the table.
Oh,
this is the first. Y'all ain't been doing nothing.
This is the first time you're actually watching this live on Patreon. This is the first time anybody's actually seen the physical copy of Marriage Be Hard by Kevin and Melissa Fredericks.
Woo! Yeah.
Single me out, Josh. Huh? Single me out.
We're on one camera.
Okay.
Zoom in. Get up, Kev.
You got to manually
let him
do
zoom
it.
In. No, that's the proper way to zoom in.
Zoom in. This is our book, Marriage Be Hard. 12 conversations to keep you laughing, loving, and learning with your partner. That's Melissa. That's Kevin. Kevin and Melissa Frederick.
But anyway, it's super dope that we are authors. It's great.
Melissa already wrote.
I haven't been an author. Melissa was an author. But I had never even dreamed of writing a book. And now having it published and about to be on the New York Times bestseller list, it's crazy. It's my whole motto. Either make it and be on the New York Times bestseller list or don't make it at all.
Somebody asked me to fix the basket top. That would have drove me crazy, too.
Oh, thank you, Marcus. Behind us. So I hear that the audio sales have been through the roof.
Mm-hmm. The audio book.
Did y'all finish?
Yes.
We got to do some pickups.
It was over 2 days, about 7 hours.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't know how they did Will Smith and Barack Obama's book. How long it took.
And their books are just long.
Yeah.
Barack Obama's book is crazy long.
What has been the most, like the biggest thing you've learned in the process of the journey of writing this book?
It's a good way. Writing the book to me is a great way to reflect on like how far you've been or how far you've come. It's also a really great way to unearth, like even when we were reading, like doing the audiobook, and I was describing like how I felt on my wedding day, I was about to say on my marriage day, mm-hmm. on my wedding day, I don't know why, but all of a sudden I feel super, super nauseous.
Oh, no. I'll eat your food for you.
But being able to reflect on that and like literally see myself, you know, 18 years ago, it's just it's a really reflective moment. It's just a way to, you get excited and happy and, you know. In some ways, I grieve that person, too, to be completely honest. Child, listen, I had therapy yesterday. I'm having a whole lot of emotions. So okay.
Well, you know,
we don't have to go there, but that's my whole point, and we're done.
Okay. I was gonna say, well, you know, we accept all the emotions that come with you. We do not ask for any of them to wait at the door, Melissa. Kevin, your thoughts.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Because
y'all are about to be on the New York Times bestseller. The couple that met in Washington in high school, y'all are literally using y'all's experience, y'all's marriage to share with the world, and you all are about to be acclaimed.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Absolutely.
You know, I didn't think about it like that, but I think the thing that I can say about this book, that's my honest, strong opinion, we are writing the book we wish we had able to read. We had some books that were helpful, like Five Love Languages and, you know, this and that. But I think these are the conversations we wish were available to us, either in person or written down. I think Melissa and I, first of all, we shared a lot of stuff that we never shared publicly in the podcast or anything like that. We worked through, like we used to do on the Love Hour, worked through things we were working through in real time in book form. And I think we are writing, we wrote to make sure we could honestly be of help to people who are married, both young and old in their marriage, or single, right? It's not a book written for singles in that way. But I think the information will be valuable for singles who hope to be married and what they can bring to the table or expect from a partner. And I think in that way, regardless of how many sales it has and whether it makes a New York Times bestseller list or if it's in Times Square or not, I'm very proud of the book that we wrote. Because we had some sessions where it was tough. We had some therapy sessions to get to be able to write about this stuff. So it's not like a, it's not a fluff piece. It wasn't a cash grab. It wasn't, like, we really wrote a book that I think will help people's marriages be a piece of help for them. So I'm very proud of it.
So was the book the one of the initial reasons for starting therapy?
No.
We were in therapy before.
We were in therapy before we had the book. I would say the pandemic was one of the main reasons we started therapy.
That's probably main reason a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it just like was the tectonic plates shifting. I think the routine that we had and the travel schedule allowed some things that were
just kind of swept under the rug or
swept under the rug, or just because there wasn't no pressure to have to talk about them. Busyness just relieves you from some pressure. Taking the boys to school and soccer and Melissa getting her hair and nails done, me going to the barbershop, me going on the road, shooting pot, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just, and then when you aren't going anywhere, it's harder to ignore those things, I would say. So they came, they bubbled up to the surface.
Or maybe the surface. Things, you realizing things that you didn't know were a problem.
Yeah.
Until you were around each other.
Yes. Maybe. I agree wholeheartedly.
Okay.
So, yes. That's all. That's all.
Okay. We're going to switch over to Marcus.
Oh, you're being shit.
Yeah, I was like, he just trying to make sure he ain't got to talk. This is like, let me ask you guys another more question.
Ask Kevin a question. That's giving me 10 more minutes. Get in on this food.
So for you, we know how private you are about things that you work on. So I'm not going to bring it. I'm going to respect your privacy.
What?
I know. I don't usually do that.
Are you cheating on me?
Maybe.
Hilarious.
Respect my privacy. my question for you is, you're going down a very, you are eating the elephant, right? That's what you're working
currently
on.
Right now, eating an elephant.
So
I'm only at the trunk.
What is this analogy? I know
so
the
he's
book.
Taking on, he, so for him, he doesn't like, Marcus does not like to talk about anything until after it has happened.
Okay.
So like where I'll be like, I'm going to put out a thing in 12 months.
The journey. To where I celebrate the completion.
He don't celebrate. So
even my project manager, like I'm a project manager. She was like, no, you need to celebrate each step. I said, my celebration is me acknowledging that something got done. Then I move on.
So whenever Marcus has an idea of something he wants to try or do, he usually doesn't say anything until it's been completed and he feels a way about it. So that's what I mean by I'm going to respect your privacy and not say what you're doing. But it's a huge undertaking of what he's trying to do. What have you learned anything about yourself while you have started this process of eating this elephant?
Actually, yes. And I think I had this epiphany yesterday. I did not realize how determined I am. I knew that I could like seek after things and I've always had ambition, but I put that, not knowing that I shouldn't have, but I put that to rest, you know, once having kids and everything, and then stepping into the whole influencer lane, so to speak, I still didn't really realize it. And then yesterday when I was actually I was on set with y'all and I was sitting there going through things in my mind, and that's when I realized, it's like, hold up, even like things that I'm working on, mm-hmm. even though it's at the very beginning, I can see where a lot of people would have backed out of this by mm-hmm. seeing the mountain.
Yep.
Like, hold on, I got to get up there. And I'm just like, one step at a time. It's, yep. it's just a bite at a time. And it, the fact that it didn't deter me from anything, like speaking with certain specialists or an attorney, and they're like, well, this, and that. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I got to figure out another way around this then. Like, it's that simple. And it's not even like, it's not, what's the word I'm looking for? Not, giving, what's the word? Deterring me away from it.
Distractions.
No, close.
I thought you said deter. That's what I was
deter.
Saying.
Yeah. Somebody going to say it like 5 minutes later. I'm gonna be like, yeah, that word. Yeah, but it's not turning me back. Discouraging me. I'm not discouraged.
That sounds good.
I'm not thinking about something like this and saying, okay, well, this might be a problem. If it's not something that I'm serious about, I could be like, oh, I could see why that would discourage me. But nothing that has been brought up has even remotely come close to that. And I'm just like, whatever. So thinking about things that like the obstacle of everything I'm trying to do yesterday, I was just like, yeah, I am a very determined person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the project again?
Kevin is like, when are you going to tell him?
Lingerie.
Hello.
For men?
Men's lingerie, yeah.
Is the balls out?
It must all be an elephant out. Trunk.
Good.
Did I tell you about the time I found some elephant trunk drawers in my dad's underwear drawer?
Ooh.
Did you put them on?
No.
That would have been creepy.
I was snooping through there. I don't know what I was looking for.
Hey.
But they were like lace, and they had the meat part went into like a lace trunk thing, and then above like the meat was googly eyes.
Well, that just gets silly. But you know what ain't silly? HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. And let me tell you, it is the best investment I have ever made in my family. You are able to get farm fresh ingredients, pre-portioned ingredients delivered directly to your door. I'm telling you right now, it's the only reason why my kids get a home-cooked meal. We are on their pescatarian plan, so we're able to know that everything that is delivered to us, we can actually eat because we don't eat beef or pork. And the recipes are amazing. Yesterday, I made a sun-dried tomato pasta for the kids. And this is when I was exhausted. That meal came together in about 20 minutes. What I love is that they send you the recipe cards that you can easily follow. All the ingredients are included. The most you typically have to add is maybe some olive oil or salt and pepper. And it's such a great variety. You can swap out proteins. You can go in and change, like select from the different menu items. It's 72% cheaper than going to, out to eat. And you're saving time by not having to go to the grocery store. Now, if you didn't know this, Green Chef and Every Plate are also owned by HelloFresh. So you can now choose from a wider array of menus, and you can get the discount on us by using our promo code. So go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB16 and use promo code TBTB16 to get 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB16 to get 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
It's been so long.
Well, first of all, been I want y'all so to see long. How dope I was. I didn't have to come back in and tell the call of action to you these right. words.
Mm-hmm.
Just hey. So you know, I've been doing this for a mighty long
period.
Time.
Period.
Are you done?
What? Done of what?
With the ad.
Yeah, the ad's right. done.
Angel, you've had a lot going on here lately.
I have, babe.
I was about to go into some of the things that I found in my parents' drawers as I was snooping. I see where my freakishness comes from. Mm-hmm.
Really? Tell me.
No.
Tell me on the side.
All right. Angel, so what all has been going on with you? You got a lot going on. You've been flying in and out.
Mm-hmm.
All of that jazz.
You know, this summer I have or heading into the summer, I have traveled more than what I would typically be used to. We went to Mexico for my best friend's wedding. Then we flew to Essence. I went to Essence for the first time, which was great. Got to kick it with the Fredericks and Joshua Gonzalez.
We ain't been on this since we did that?
I was on Bald
and Beautiful? Not the Bald and Beautiful.
No, not the Bald. This is our first episode back. We were off all the month of July.
Oh, and Essence was the beginning of July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, Essence Festival was amazing to experience, seeing all those beautiful black folk. Me and Marcus had never been to New Orleans.
It was dope.
And nor had we ever been to Essence. New Orleans is now one of my favorite cities in the United States. Yeah.
New Orleans favorite. Is definitely my newest favorite city in the U.S.
New York and New Orleans.
Yeah.
Top three.
I only have two. All the other cities look the same.
I think to me, Chicago is probably my third after New Orleans and New York.
Yeah, Chicago. So I was in Chicago as well. Just got back from there. That was great. It's been a blessing to be able to. I've been offered a couple of jobs here lately that I didn't even have to audition for.
Come on, offer only.
That's nice.
Come on, amen.
Double O.
Hey. And I actually told my husband something that Melissa had said in a post. And Melissa had said, if you're married to a dreamer, mm-hmm. make sure you know that their victories are your victories. Mm-hmm. You've been walking this dream with them. You have sacrificed in order for their dream to come to fruition. So know that when they have a victory, that also belongs to you.
Amen.
And so I said that to Marcus because Marcus don't like me to leave the house. He liked me to be there where he's at. So here lately, that has not been the case. I have been having to shoot in places other than LA, which is not normal for me. I've been blessed to shoot majority of my jobs in Los Angeles. So here lately, they've been like, no, you're going here, you're going there, you're going everywhere. So he'll complain a little bit about it, and that's fine. He has every right to. But I was like, I hope.
On his own boo.
I said, but I hope that you are also recognizing that, like, we are doing this. Like, it has. I was like, this is a small, like, and I was like, this is probably only be a season where I have to leave LA to work. I was like, so this will hopefully be a small season. I was like, but I want you to know that, like, when you pushed your chips in on me mm-hmm. with mine, that it's coming back. Like, the return on investment is finally mm-hmm. hitting.
Yeah.
And yeah. I hope that you are, you know, celebrating with me because this is a part of what you did by, like, you know, moving all the way here to mm-hmm. California and keeping a steady job so that I could have the fluctuations that I would have in my own job.
Yeah, I never looked at it that way.
Really?
At all. Because I never looked at me coming to California like, all right, even though that was the case, it wasn't like I was like, all right, I'm going to move out here for you to live your dream. This is like I was going to have an obstacle to success regardless of where I was.
What do you mean? So,
I mean, I always wanted to be successful. I always wanted to work. Where I did it didn't. Granted, I wanted to do it in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. The fact that I was moving to California because that's where her dream was, I never, like, thought to myself, well, I'm doing this for her, so let me make sure I do this.
You thought that was beneficial to what you wanted to do anyway?
No, I didn't care if it was beneficial or not. It was just I'm doing it for her because we're in it together. So there was nothing that
I ever... You didn't think that. I thought you said you didn't think that.
The ownership of the success.
He was saying that
what are you talking about, Kip?
He was saying that regardless of whether or not he was in Kentucky or California, he was going to have the same obstacles to his own success. So mm-hmm. it wasn't as if he was taking an L
by moving.
Moving to
California.
Here.
How are we going to have the same obstacles?
Because then my mindset was, I just want to be successful in what I'm doing. So like I always say, I can be an electrician anywhere. Instead of being
the obstacles were not unique right. in California versus Kentucky.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't attribute that to come in to support Angel. Or
yes.
Got it.
Right.
There you go.
So that was one thing I never like held over her head. Well, I moved out here for you. It was just like
you should hold over her head though.
Shut up. So when she said that, I was just like, oh wow, like, okay. I never thought of it that way. Like, but I have been doing this for you to live your dream as well as for us to, you know, come up together.
Got it.
But it was just an interesting thought, like, went to her to bring it to me. I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Because I never took it as, like, I always took it as, good job. You've been working hard. You deserve it. Mm-hmm. Not, we've been working hard at this.
But like, you should, though.
Kevin, shut up.
But why are you not
taking That's why our marriage isn't hard.
That'll be our self.
Marcus and Angel's book, Marriage Bees.
That'll be our self-published book on Amazon.
12 conversations to let you know if it's hard, you is doing it wrong.
That's hilarious.
But
that's not the case. Marcus Angel said, this ain't us, but we're going to buy it to support.
No, I love it.
I'm going to buy 10. What you talking about?
Buy a 20.
20.
20.
20.
We did. I already bought the first 10.
Yeah, we did.
Buy 30 more.
All right.
Give it to the angel. When
I'm
going to
sell them for more money.
I'll be like,
I'm out here, Kevin. Just put your signature right here.
No.
Put it on eBay.
Exactly. That's hilarious. 100%. I will say I accredit a lot of the momentum that I've gained. I think it's from me being in therapy. There's a
really?
Yeah.
Your therapist ain't been auditioning?
I know she hasn't.
She ain't sat up in there. And
girl, I feel sick.
You feel sick?
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Is it okay?
Yes. No. If we had a fan, though. Actually,
this
might work.
There's a fan right here.
There is a fan for real?
Yeah. No, you can't be out here getting ready.
But put it. I know, but this, but you going to turn it on, I'm going to instantly be cold.
That's all right. Then we turn it off.
It'll be a light breeze. How about that?
And put LB, it far
LB.
Back.
LB.
It'll be like if I was just going like
LB.
Light breeze.
After chewing
I know
gum.
What you meant by light breeze, you silly, silly person, you. I'm so sorry, Liz, that you're not feeling good.
Girl, I think I am going to throw up.
Here, let's get
But you can
trash
put it back. You put it back.
We're going to put a trash can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just put it back, and then I can feel it
put
far.
Matt, Joshua.
You know what I mean?
Right here. That way.
Okay.
We can just puke if you need
put it
to.
On tropical breeze.
Okay.
Yeah, soft. I was thinking the same thing, but I would.
Tropical. I'm sweating under my arms. Y'all know I got that Botox.
Is that what got you sick?
No, I shouldn't be sweating. Girl, no.
We heard y'all were doing some nasty stuff this week.
I promise.
Did not
you.
Hear that.
I promise.
We could hear it from your facial expression, Kevin.
Too close, too far?
No, that's fine. Thank you. Okay, we're done. We don't have to talk about it no more. I'm fine.
Okay.
Give her some ginger ale, Josh.
No, I know. I'm drinking this mimosa like it's juice.
Canada dry. Burners.
No, I'll drink this water.
Okay. Swamp
Ace. I know. You ain't got your wallet, Josh.
Get some Tussin.
I can't. I'm going to get it together, though, because I got to shoot after this.
Oh, yeah, you do, which is this.
I think I was just hot.
Yeah. That'll do it.
I'm hot too.
When I get hot, my body be like abort mission.
Yeah,
whatever.
I don't know how this is going to help, but we'll do this.
Get everything out. Yeah. That's what it thinks. Some in here, they ain't supposed to be in here. No, I will say that my therapist helped because my mindset and my intentions are lining up with each other, and things don't get a chance to ruminate in my mind for too long. Like we. Make it go where it's supposed to go. Like, so even with this, I have a job that I was offered, praise God, that I'm going to go do this weekend. And it was up to me to figure out, the ball was in my court of, do I want to continue down the process of getting this job? I had to meet the director and the writer. And so my therapist is on me about setting my own rules mm-hmm. because I am a rule follower. Mm-hmm. And she was like, that doesn't serve you as much in your career of being a content creator or actress. It actually serves you to find loopholes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, cause you gotta be the one, you're trying to be the first one. So if you're following rules, you'll never be the first one cause mm-hmm. you're waiting for the rule to be established. Mm-hmm. So she's been helping me start to like establish my own rules so that the part of me that needs to follow rules has something to follow.
Sure.
So even with being a part of this project, it was her being like, okay, let's find the rules of what makes Angel say yes to a project or no to a project. So I can't give her enough credit. She be getting my brain together. So that's what's been going on.
That's awesome.
With me. Okay, so switching gears to from what's going on to what we're going to be doing next. But before that, ¿cómo está usted? I hit y'all hard, didn't I? Mm-hmm. I hit y'all. Y'all didn't even know. Mm. Y'all didn't even know I knew how to say it. Actually, I should have said, como están ustedes? That's what I should say, because how are we all doing, okay? And listen, Marcus and I did travel abroad. But
I was like, what happened?
Bless you. No, I was speaking. Come
on. Okay.
Speaking and speaking.
That's funny. Me and Marcus did go abroad. However, everybody spoke English where we were at. So I didn't get to whip out that Babylonian. But don't worry. We going to go somewhere else. For all your summer travels, whether you're going abroad or staying domestic and you want to immerse yourself in the culture, now is the perfect time to start Babbel. Babbel is a language learning app that has sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, there is time to learn a new language before you reach your destination. Y'all already know we here for that Spanish. Mm-hmm. Marcus is trying to learn some French. I think I might join him with that. But
bonjour.
Come on, babe. That sounded sexy.
Je m'appelle Marcus.
Je m'appelle. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Je m'appelle.
That's what I said. But you know what? Babbel's going to help me. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson so you can start having real life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons are created by 150 language experts, over 150 language experts. Their teaching methods have been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. There are so many ways to learn in Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcast, games, videos, stories, and live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's babbel.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
For up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel. Language for life.
Language for
now,
life.
Now, what's great about Babbel is that it really like works your brain, which is a lot of times people don't do. They don't like do things to work their brain. We'd be so busy. Well, first of all, now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.
Yes.
Okay. So if you had to keep the same car for the rest of your life, from the time you started driving to the time you perish, you would take good care of that car.
I would.
Yes.
You would be like, let me get this oil change, put in that premium gas, all of that stuff. Well, we have to think of our brains the same way. We have to do things that take care of our brains because we don't get a new one. How we care for our brains and how we experience life is how we experience life. So it's important to invest time to care for keeping them healthy. There are plenty of ways to support healthy brains, like learning a new language or taking power naps. There's also BetterHelp online therapy. I just told y'all in the episode how much my therapist has changed my life, but also with my mind, she allows me to get the clutter out and organize my thoughts so that I'm not wasting time going over things that shouldn't be gone over, right? So that helps my brain not be so overloaded. And I do believe therapy is great for that, especially BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers you video, phone, and even live chat therapy sessions, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy because, hello, therapy can get real expensive.
Real quick.
So you want to take them discounts when you can find them. And in under 48 hours, they can find you a therapist. You ain't got to wait 30 days. You ain't got to wait too much. You can get somebody sooner than later. So go on ahead and go over to BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Angel, can you enter the timestamps for June?
Yes, I will do all of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was in there today. I'm terrible. I said, they ain't going to pay us.
They ain't going to pay us. They go, I'll be so late. Oh, my God, but I'll get it done. Victory has to do the ones for, is this going to cause an argument? Because that's how terrible I am. So, you guys, what's next? So Frederick says, Melissa, you just finished shooting season 2
yes.
of Love on Stage. Mm-hmm. Kevin is finished Churchy and is now on to, I'm guessing, Marriage Be Hard. What's next for y'all? Y'all got like, I feel like y'all always got something going. You writing a movie or something? What is happening?
I ain't writing no movie.
What's next?
Am I? I would say, I think Churchy season two is all I'll commit to.
Mm-hmm. You just told us that you were gonna go on tour.
I don't know. I go back and forth. Kevin Hart and them really inspired me. I would like to do that. I would like to get into movies. I think that'd probably be my future. Independent movies or partnered movies.
Is he saying movie with a B?
Movies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think for all intents and purposes, they are might be easier to execute than TV shows. Mm-hmm. Like for the app.
Yeah, I get that.
They are, the series are tougher and the chance for success is much lower. I could probably make two and a half movies for the price of Churchy, which is a safer bet when you're small like me, small company. So I think that's what I probably would be going on the next 2 years. I mean, I'm always going to do stand-up, I think, in some capacity. The book tour is very exciting. I would hope to be in a TV show or sell a TV show. That would be next if I had my own choice, but that somebody else has to decide that. So of things I control, probably I would do another season of Churchy and then probably movies. Mm-hmm. And then do stand-up comedy tours.
Comedy or dramedy or drama?
Comedy. I'm safer with comedy.
What do you mean safer?
I feel safer about trying to make people laugh than straight up drama.
Feelings.
Yeah, I mean, a comedy is just drama without the laughter. There's a better quote for that, but I can't think of it right now.
Nah, make it that one.
But yeah, I think those are the things that I would be excited about doing before I turn 40.
Ooh, 40. That's another thing that's coming up. This has
been 40 for the last 3 years.
I've been 40 since 38.
So she was 37. Her next birthday been 40 since it's been 37.
Are you excited about 40? Is that why you've been 40, Melissa?
No, I feel like 38 and especially 39 is literally, 39 is the countdown to 40. Like, no one cares about being 39. So I don't know that I, what was your question? Am I excited about it?
Yeah, is that why, yeah, that's what I was saying. Is that why you've been 40 in your head? Like, are you going to be excited about that day where you're like, yup, I'm
40? Yeah, probably. I got to figure out what I'm going to do.
40 is like being the dopest. I was excited also about turning 40. I was like, you can't tell me not a goddamn.
Yeah, that's
thing.
How I feel like I'm approaching there more and more in these latter years of my 30s. Mm-hmm. But I know for sure in my 40s it's gonna be some real energy.
Yes. The latter years of your 30s. This has been negative.
The
40
latter
for
years.
I know. Oh, this has been negative 40 for 3 years. Then she will be 40.
I don't know why you keep saying 37. It started at 38.
Negative 40 for 2 years. And then be 41, correct. 40, and then 41, and then 42. Marcus is 40.
That's 40. Right. 40 is great.
40 seems so old when I wasn't about to be it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We were born in the
1900s. 40 is that age where it's like, even when you look like, when I say younger, I mean like 20s and 30s, 40s didn't really seem at all. Just like, man, they 40-year-olds seem like they got their stuff together. 40? And then I feel like if you above 40, like 50 and 60, you look at 30s like, oh, y'all still babies. Y'all 40s, y'all know what's up. Like, it's like the golden era. Like, I feel good about
that. I've enjoyed my 30s.
40? I can't be. I'm too silly to be 40.
No, nah. You 40.
40.
I'm 40 years old. That's a father.
You act more 40 than anybody I know.
You've been the best. I knew I was
hot. Leather fishiitis alone.
He has more 50 than I know anybody.
That's true. 50 is more 50 than anybody I know.
You are
just
straight.
Because I go to bed early and have bad feet.
That's what. That's
your
two.
Life is a.
The fact that you laughingly. The fact that you did a podcast before this and laid down until this one started tells you 60.
No, Kevin is living a midlife crisis that has gone really well. That is the Maserati, the hot young wife, Melissa.
I'm not that
hot
young
wife who is
6 months or
6 weeks
younger, yeah.
But like he posts you like, Melissa is 22. Look at this little
that
young
is
fang.
My hot young tender. Let me grab your butt. Exactly. I know I can't take no pictures with you in the pool, but you know you be flown out.
That is Kevin's life.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you what was funny. This was old. We was in New York. We was getting ready to walk to brunch. And I came downstairs, and I promised you, Melissa and I took 17 steps. And I said, I ain't put my insoles in these. Just wait for me a second. Wait for me a spell. Let me head back up to the room and get my insoles. Because I can't be walking around this New York whole city. I don't know how far this restaurant is. I got to get my insoles. Ain't no young tender going to understand that. She's ready to go to brunch. This is like, no, we can't. Your feet going to be hot if we try to walk out there. And the restaurant was about 3 blocks away, four blocks away. New York City blocks, which is full city blocks.
It was far.
That's the key to maturity, though.
Understand like, you need insoles?
Understand you need to be
know your limitations.
Come on.
We went to Disney World. When I tell you, after I packed, I was like, I'm a dad. I'm a dad. I'm a father.
Oh, dad.
I packed cargo shorts and two pair of the most comfortable shoes that I had. I was walking around right feeling good. I looked, seen a couple of dudes wearing some Jordan 1s.
Oh!
Brand new. One had on the patent leathers. I said, there's no way in hell that you are comfortable, one.
Jordan 1s are like the least comfortable to walk in.
It's like
in.
Being barefoot.
Yes, like putting your feet in cinder blocks.
Yeah. I'm like, you walk around. First of all, they're gonna get jacked up. I wore some shoes. I knew if the kids drop ice cream on these, I'm like, man, get some water. We're down.
That's fatherhood.
I will not care.
Listen, I do my daily walks. I got my Asics with my insoles already in.
It's Asics.
I wouldn't dare wear them Asics anywhere, but on them walks. Let me tie them Asics up tight.
Be your Brennan Skechers Pros.
Listen, I'll never. He wore those to work, though. I wore those. That is my walking shoes. The fact that I have specified walking shoes.
Wow.
With insoles pre-laced.
So people got workout shoes.
Wow.
Yeah, but mine, I had to get mine from Dick's.
Yours is prescribed.
I got mine from Dick's. Sporting Goods.
You got a prescription for us workout.
Listen, I need to call my foot doctor, too.
Oh my what God. Do you be thinking when your husband is sounding like this, Melissa? I be looking. That's anytime Kevin acts up, I don't look at Kevin. I look for Melissa.
Wait, hold on. I got distracted because I was laughing at that. I thought it was hysterical, myself personally. What'd you say?
I said, what?
I just want you to know, I think I had gas in my stomach. I feel a little bit better.
Did you
I had like
out?
Two burps, and I feel a little bit better.
Sometimes you got to relieve that pressure.
Yeah, man. I feel like it's that acid reflux,
it
man.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. I'm hot.
I've been
sweating.
In a shower
I feel
burping.
Like there's sweat dripping down my arm.
You.
No.
Oh, that's pushing the
you ever been in this? You can't burp? You feel like you're going to die. I was in the shower.
Yeah, they keep telling me to drink.
Come up all the way,
Marcus. You feel like talking you can't about have
the soda with the bubbles, the water with the bubbles.
Oh, soda water,
sparkling water.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
You got to keep drinking it, Liz.
It's disgusting.
No, it's not, Marcus.
Pour it down the drain. Let it
pour it down the drain of your mouth.
I don't even want it.
Don't drink anymore right now.
If you don't need it, I'm gonna go and make sure it don't get wasted.
What'd you have said?
I had said, oh my God, there were so many things. I had said, what do you think when Kevin be sounding like this when
he old?
Yes. Because anytime Kevin does anything where I'm just like, I don't look at him. I look for you. I'd be like, what's Melissa thinking right now?
I must have had this conversation with Mel.
We just talked about this.
Yeah, I must have had it with Mel. To be honest, I think we talked about, I'm very rarely embarrassed. Like, I'm very rarely embarrassed. So for the most part, I don't be caring. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay. because I know that's who he is. Sometimes I'm shocked by the words that he says, but it doesn't like embarrass me. And maybe that's two sides of the same coin. I don't really know. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I'd be like, okay. But when he was talking about being old, Kev been old since we were, this is the funny thing. He's been old since we've been teenagers because this is the thing. People come over and I want to hang out. I want to have the fun. I want to do the thing.
We've seen this.
Yeah. Kev never wants, he wants to go to sleep. Well, yes.
This is exactly. JoJo, by the way. Actually,
but he gets up.
Like, see, JoJo's doing this at 11.
Yes. When Joey invited his friend over.
My favorite story.
And begged me to have his little friend come over. And I don't know if his mama was late. I don't exactly know. I don't remember.
She was late.
So he stayed at the house longer than what Joe anticipated. Joe came in our room and was like, I'm finna go to bed. My little friend is downstairs.
I don't know what y'all
going to
do with him.
Just FYI, his mama's on the way. I'm going to go lay down. No, sir. That's not how the world works. That's your friend, not mine. You asked him to come over, not me. You stay your little butt down there with your eyes open and be a good friend to his mama come. And that's Kev. I do be tired, but this is the difference. This is why Kev can't also drive at night because it's the same thing. If Kev is tired and he is driving, you will die. If I am tired and I am driving, I know how to make myself stay awake.
I don't know. What do you do?
We need to start looking. Look on his hips, and I look on her hips to see where the cord
where the attachment where it's severed. The same person. Where it's severed.
I don't like. I've asked Melissa. She never gave me a strong answer. How do you make your body be awake when you're tired?
Because there's no way.
The most she did when we was picking her, we went and helped her sister move from
Texas
to Washington. Melissa and me was in one car. Monique and her dad was in another car. Monique and I did the first 14 hours, right? We started early. I thought we was going to stop as a family. Melissa's dad in the Army was in the transportation unit. He all about efficiency and timing. So it's dark. It's like 8 o'clock at night. Him and Melissa switch into the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, we'll drive to 11, and then we'll pull over and sleep, because that's how my family did road trips.
Yeah.
We sleep. We wake up, get some breakfast, get on the road. Melissa and her dad drove from roughly 8 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're going to wake up meeting the Lord.
We would have woke up in line.
Absolutely. Like,
we would have woke up on the cloud.
When we drove out here, I'm like,
hey, guys, Jesus wants to know if you know him.
When we drove out here moving me, I'm like, you could have Angel drive during the day. I would drive throughout the night. But we ended up making a stop. But I'm like,
how though?
Look, I have a strategy. It's even if I'm tired, like, I start off with nothing. I'm just driving.
No music?
No music. Because you get burnt out on music.
Music is not
you get sleepy? You get tired? Put some music on. Another burst of energy.
That's a lullaby.
When that stops working,
doesn't matter.
When you start doing that, eat some snacks, grapes, Marcus, chips.
Let me tell you what I do when I'm trying to stay awake.
He does it all
music,
at once.
AC, window down. Right. Sunflower seeds, gum, 5-hour energy, sleep. Exactly. I'm asleep behind my eyes.
I don't know. Exactly. If I'm sleepy, driving wakes me up. I can't.
The hell. I have fallen asleep driving and broken the axle of the car.
Don't y'all be sleepy when you drive? Ditch. When you ride in a car?
Riding. Yeah, that's the best way.
I almost never fall asleep riding either, though.
Riding with hands. Nah, that ain't what you do.
With the responsibility of life.
All it is the responsibility of life. But to my body. I ain't no different than this and this.
Kev can also fall asleep at 12 o'clock noon.
That video that went viral, the reason Melissa was looking at me, it wasn't because I was asleep. It was because I was snoring.
Yes.
Full on talking before the podcast ad. Sleep to the point of snoring within the same 90 seconds.
Yes.
Angel will fall asleep setting up. She will fall asleep on her way to the bed. I can Angel sleep. Cool.
And this is the thing. Marcus will get mad at me that I'm falling asleep during something we're supposed to be doing, as if he knows by now. I have no control.
Then just take your ass to bed.
I don't want to do that.
Melissa be wanting to talk with the people. Marcus and Angel come hang over. The kids is awake. I be like, man, I'm blinking a lot. And then my eyes be heavy.
My eyes go crossed and I can't uncross them.
I feel at home.
I said my eyes go cross and I can't across them. He said cross your eyes, Liz.
That's a whole story right there.
Whole story for another
time. Nah, man, this fool will come up and she does that right now.
Look, I feel, up instead of
I be feeling right at home at Kevin Melissa's house. But you only feel welcome by Kev for about 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Then after that,
you be like, he don't want me here, but I don't care.
I do want you here. I don't want to be here. Listen, the funny thing is, if y'all come over at 5 a.m., we will have a great time.
You said it.
I am a morning person. Like, I can't stand it. I get up and walk before the sun is up. I be out there. I love to get out
there
by
myself.
It
is peaceful to be out
there. I let the dog out. He pees, poops, goes and terrorizes Melissa for 5 minutes. And I be walking by myself. Before 12, I have gotten a lot done, usually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The whole day.
And even when I was at Boeing, I used to be in my desk, computer on by 5 a.m.
Yeah, I remember he said this when he'd go back and tell y'all he used to also drop the kids off and do all the things like he was a single dad and also drive an hour away to Seattle. by 5 a.m.
Don't tell the truth when I'm
sorry, that was a trigger for me. It's a trigger for me how he always managed to remove me from the story.
When my car wasn't working, I walked barefoot in the snow.
It's always a trigger. Tell me more about your single dadness.
I used to get off of work at 1:30. Off.
Yes.
1:30.
Oh, that was
so at 9, I'm done.
Yeah, I get it.
That's a 9 to 5, Kev. When was the last time you had one in?
2018?
Yep.
It's been
Victory
a while.
Texted us last night, 10:36. I'm sorry for the late text. Late? This is the middle of the night. I've been asleep for hours. How dare you? My Do Not Disturb been on for multiple hours. I go to bed before 10 regularly.
Okay, so Kev in bed before the sun go down in the summertime.
Literally. We're in Paris. Paris at 10 o'clock, the sun was still up.
It is.
I said, we all got to have to do something about this French sun. I got to get in the bed. And one time, we were in Canada at a show in like Edmonton or something. Mm-hmm. The sun, it was bright, like literally like daytime.
I like that though. Outside, I do like that. I like that.
Listen, when we be in hotels trying to take a nap, I close everything, all the blinds. I learned this trick on TikTok. If you put the clips from the hangers against the curtain, it'll keep make it stay there. I love it. I want to go to sleep in, like I'm a photographer.
Like this you in dark. The womb.
I love it. Melissa be like, can we crack the door? No, it'd be light coming in. I don't want to hear nothing. It. I want to be a baby.
Melissa, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How much better do you feel when you have a fresh manicure?
It's the best. There's nothing better than a freshly done hand manicure. So you can do this.
Oh, yes. So you can point at more things with aggression. Well, you can get... All right, Olive in June, and you can put them into your manicure routine so you can point and talk with your hands with the best of them. It is so great to be able to do your nails at home, especially with everything going on in the world. I don't really want to go outside no more because stuff is just popping off, and I don't want no parts of it. So with Olive and June's Manny system, everything you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box, it's customized with your choice of 6 polishes. This polish doesn't chip. It lasts for 7 days or more, and it breaks down to just about $2 a manicure. You're not getting that. And we have the cheapest manicures here in LA. I don't know any place that does them cheaper. You ain't getting it for no $2.
Sure enough.
That's never happening. So what I love about the at-home system, because I usually, any nail polish I usually get, my nails chip. And that is the worst. I'd rather have my hands look like man hands than to have chip nail polished. I really would. But with Olive and June, the polish doesn't chip. It is really, it's actually, for me, it's better than salon quality polish. It's super duper affordable, which with inflation, now is the time to be saving money where you can. And again, with everything going on in the world, I don't mind not being in the salon. I don't mind not having to be near other people, make appointments, travel from my house, fitting into a great, very crazy schedule with my family. But then I can still, with Olive and June, have very professional looking nails. So they also have press-ons as well. They look so real. They're long. And they have a lot of different sizes, and they don't damage. And you're able to do it in less than 10 minutes. It's better than jail.
Good. Yes, I feel better.
So. Good. I'm sorry. Good. She feels better because she's got that Olive and June, Manny. Yes. So visit oliveandjune.com/bald for 20% off your first Manny system. That's Olive and June, excuse me, oliveandjune.com/bald for 20% off your first Manny system. So we all went out one night, and we laughed so hard, the four of us, that Marcus's, the back of his head was hurting.
We all had headaches, didn't we? Like, I thought, you know, like the...
my in head, the back right here?
Yes, was killing me. Oh, I was laughing so hard.
We had a time.
Oh, I put that text in the group chat. The next morning, I woke up smiling like, boy, that was a good time.
We found out we all have really strong deficiencies. things or disabilities, shoot, that we can't do. Kevin and things Melissa... Can't cross their eyes.
Oh, my God.
Specifically, Melissa cannot. Melissa looks at the corner of the room, the upper corner. Like, what's that? Is that a spider? It's like she's looking to tell you there's a spider in the corner. They found out how good of a winker I am.
Oh boy, I tell you, somebody can't do something as good as you can act. God was like, I'm gonna give you 99 on acting. -3 on winking. If you look like you finna think about a wink, it ain't a wink.
Yeah, I'm like, she gonna stroke out one day.
My angel wings know I can wink. They believe in me. And
Rihanna
then
can't wink either, by the way.
Rihanna?
She blinks. She winks with both eyes.
Bet Beyonce can't either. She probably can only wink with one eye like myself.
Angel uses her shoulder and everything.
Stop. You gotta use your body.
The right is fine.
She started with this part. She said, I'm finna wink.
It's choreography. And then Marcus is gonna pass Impeccable. Out from all the wind that blows out of him.
The whistle is like at 3,000.
The whistle? I forgot about it.
We was in the middle of a restaurant. Yes. And I was like, watch this.
It sounds like wind blowing through a cave. That's what it sounds
so
like.
So far from a whistle sound.
Yes, yes.
It just like
not like, not like a regular, but like with your face. Hold on.
You
y'all heard it.
It sounds like he's blowing
he's
through
blowing
a kazoo.
So hard.
Oh, yeah. That's why he's gonna pass out.
Oh my god.
Hey.
Yeah. You are so. Your mouth was so. You have the power.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But a whistle over there.
He is the wolf in the Three Little Pigs. He can blow over all the houses, but there will be no whistle.
The fake whistles, but I don't
too
know.
Short, come on. To be like, blow the whistle, Mark.
I've been trying to do it since I was six. I used to see my daddy do it. He'd get our attention. I'd be like, oh, okay. He all the way over there.
You didn't know that you were determined? You said, I didn't know how determined I was. If you've been trying to do this whistle since you were six.
It ain't been consistent,
that's
though.
That's 24 years.
Oh, man.
34 years.
Happened. Come on. I was like, what?
That's all right, Kevin.
You ever look at a YouTube video how to do it?
There ain't still no YouTube
Marcus
video.
YouTube really will give you the placement.
Marcus don't care about
I know. You got to put your tongue in a certain
Marcus,
place.
Marcus, obviously, in 34 years, you don't know because you've been...
Hey,
are you trying anything new? Or
are you blowing in or out?
He's blowing out. He's doing the exact same thing each time.
But it's all about the
do
hand
placement. You just
placement.
Think one day it's going to go? It's going to be sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Marcus has not moved his feet. That was almost there.
No.
See, I'd be close.
No.
And let you know I try stuff.
It's just we've heard it for so long, we're just listening for anything. God. He does the same thing over and over again.
Try different fingers. You are blowing so hard.
Josh, can you do it?
Thank God Marcus ain't got COVID.
Can you whistle?
Can you whistle? In general? Not like that, but like.
Yeah, I can do that.
I can. Josh can do this too.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I can't whistle my fingers.
You can do this?
Nah.
You heard him just say he did.
I did
that's
it one time.
Right there.
I wanted to call you because I got it one time, but I couldn't
read. Like
I couldn't repeat it.
That seemed like it would hurt.
What finger are you hitting?
What are you doing?
I'm slapping this finger on my middle finger.
Your pointer finger?
Yeah.
I can't do
I'm
it.
Not gonna, why are you making that face?
Because I felt like I could hear it.
Look at the face. Oh, yeah. I felt it.
I was trying to whistle in.
I feel like that was going to help control.
Oh, you talking about me? You talking about me and my wing? Your face ain't got nothing
Melissa,
to do with
listen,
where's
your
this.
Finger? Nah, this is the type of stuff we do in the middle of a restaurant.
That'll that's give you an aneurysm.
See, he going to pass out, blow it out all that way.
I done built up everything in my head so it don't affect me
Marcus,
no more.
Marcus,
what are you doing?
This.
That was Michael Jackson.
I can snap good.
Marcus said I can't. He said this thing.
Can't
he
do
said,
that.
I can do it if I hit the table.
Oh, this is totally. I got this all day.
That count. That count.
Are you keeping this closed, Josh? Is this stay closed?
Oh, my God.
Come over here and give a tutorial.
See, what it made a sound.
Relax.
Why you made
it?
I need. I
oh,
made,
I did
I
it.
Make,
shh.
Go, Liz.
Shh.
I heard it.
Something.
Thank you.
I heard
that
something.
Was your wrist snap. Why are we?
Are you snapping? It sounds like this, Josh.
Is this closed? Does it stay closed?
This stays tight. This one stays loose.
Oh, you heard it?
Hold on. Yo, that sounds like Kevin Spangles
come
is about to come off his
thing
head.
On the next
I got it. I got it. I got it.
I got it.
Where are your legs?
Listen, y'all. Here we go.
That's what I was doing.
You did that?
I was doing this with my thighs. You make the clap noise.
I tried it. It was my wrist cracking.
That's my arthritis acting up.
And this is why our heads be hurting. Yeah.
God, we was doing this in Tao in the middle of the
restaurant. Where were we?
We were in Tao.
No.
What? I can't whistle regularly.
Literally in the middle of the restaurant ordering high-priced Chinese food and trying to whistle.
Champagne. We buying other people. Hey, get them a drink over at that table.
Oh, we sure did.
We then decide we're going to go to an after party.
Oh, my God.
We were like, let's all go to this after party. Marcus turns around after about 10 minutes, and we are all asleep.
Yes.
It wasn't even 10
minutes. Wait.
It was me, that's me and the driver.
Okay.
Yes. No, me and
the driver. I was like, you ready?
No. Okay. It was me and the driver. It was just like.
Got it.
Oh, look, I'm smart now.
Look, Sean was up there driving, and I'm sitting behind him.
Y'all not understanding.
Everybody.
That's not a fair assessment. What? When we are closing the doors, we're like, we should go here.
No, not we, you.
After party, yeah.
Let's go to an after party. It's going to be great. Y'all ready? You sure?
Yeah. My driver was like, I know exactly the after party you should go to. We were like, take us.
When I tell you
everybody's heads, people's chins were buried into their chest. Oh,
you're asleep.
Everybody.
Sleep.
By the time we got there, I woke up like, oh, we really did that. I thought we was at our respective homes. That was how I felt at the end of the restaurant.
Was that another burp?
You're right.
It's so much.
Did it come out?
She tried to hold it back.
No, don't hold it back, girl.
Girl, let it just come out like a roar. That's right,
bust your chest open.
I feel like I want a massage out. It's not going to do nothing.
Let me
come
from the side.
Why are you taking these big old fingers doing that?
I just want to, like, push it out.
This was when we first had our babies.
Get up, walk around. That'll do it.
Melissa was such a great mother.
That's old.
She had them babies. When she would feed them, she would touch their stomach like this and be like, he's still hungry.
He would be.
He would take more bottle.
He would
be. But at least, how you know where the stomach is? She's like, it's my motherhood. I would know. She would poke the baby. She would poke the baby in the stomach, and he would take more bottle.
He's still hungry.
Well, do it, Josh.
You guys, I hope you all have enjoyed this catch up podcast. Yeah, we had our hour.
Sorry, guys.
I try to do this. No, but it's not working.
Mine is on its way out. It is
now.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I did hear it.
You heard it?
Do it again.
I can't. It's when I don't know what I'm doing that.
No,
that sounded violent.
Stop that. Look, dude, you got feet problems.
I think
problems.
It's just
don't
your fingers.
That's your right hand, too. Oh, stop it.
I don't write.
It's the face you're making that's just, he's like. All right, you guys, make sure you check out all of our sponsors. We'll be back next week per usual. If you haven't already, get copies of not just the hard copy, but also the audio of Absolutely. Marriage Be Hard by Kevin and Melissa Fredericks. They will be going on a book tour here soon.
Yes.
Patreon tickets come soon.
So you all are going to not want to miss out on this fantastic opportunity to be able to talk directly with the writers of this amazing book. Me and Marcus are about to read it. We're excited. So until next time, y'all be blessed.
All right.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.